Veterans Day is one of those really important days here at the National World War One Museum and Memorial, where we're able to honour those who have served in our military. So from Friday through Sunday, we have a whole host of activities. Most importantly, we're able to provide free admission to our veterans and active duty military personnel, and half-price admission for the general public Friday through Sunday.
And what kinds of things will people who visit the museum see this weekend?
Throughout the weekend, we've got a number of important exhibitions in addition to our main galleries, which tell the comprehensive story of the war, which is unlike any museum of its type. You know, here in Kansas City, we have the most scopative, the broadest collection of World War One archival materials anywhere in the world. We're the second oldest collecting institution. So that's enabled us to do a couple of really important things. Just opening this week is a new exhibition called Images of the Great War, America Crosses the Atlantic, and it's a painting exhibition. Another about revolutions that happened in 1917, and a really moving display called The World Remembers that lists the 600,000 plus casualties that were suffered in 1916. It's been running now for a number of months, and that closes on Veterans Day. As well as that, we have the Hope 22 Dark to Light photographic exhibition featuring stunning photos of local Kansas City veterans to help draw attention to the sacrifice of our veterans, including the raising awareness of the fact that there's an astonishing number, it's close to 22 American veterans who take their lives every day. We have research stations in partnership with Ancestry.com that are free that you can come up and do some family researching, and a Vietnam-era Huey helicopter that was shot down four times, courtesy of the Vietnam Veterans of America. And you can get inside it and have a look. It's really, really fantastic.
Dr. Naylor, why do you think it's important that we even have a Veterans Day?
I think that it's important for us to understand what the cost is. It's imperative that we thank those who serve. It's imperative to be reminded of what the cost is. You know, we do two things here at the museum. We honor those who served, and we remember their sacrifice, and we yearn for a more just and lasting peace. And Veterans Day, moments like that enable us to pause and reflect, to give gratitude to those who served by telling the story of sacrifice and courage and horror that war brings. It seems to me that it then the next step is to propel us to work toward a peaceful and prosperous future that future generations can enjoy. Veterans Day, help us do those types of things.